Blog Talk Radio.
J.O. on the track.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, if you call that number, you can listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comment or your opinion on today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will. That will alert me that you would like to be on the show, and I will put you on the air. All right. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm, of CPA. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thanks guys for tuning in. Right now it's 83 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 91. It feels like 91 out there already, to be honest with you. Feels like 91 right now. Low tonight, 72. High tomorrow, Friday, 92. And chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Scattered showers. Saturday, high 89. Sunday, high 87. And it's the same. Chance of showers, chance of showers, chance of showers all weekend. So don't succumb to that, though. Just do your thing, because scattered showers mean there may not be a shower in your area, but it may be one somewhere else. So go ahead, do your plans, and do your thing. If you're planning something outdoors, for sure, go ahead and do your thing. Think, even if it does rain, it'll be a short and quick. And it, you know, as soon as it hit the ground, it's going to evaporate. So you're not going to have any problems over the weekend. It should be perfect, right? It should be perfect. Now, today's word of the day is meme. M-E-M-E is pronounced meme. Meme is a noun, and it means an idea, behavior, style, or usage that spreads from person to person within a culture. It says an idea, behavior, style, or usage that spreads from person to person within a culture. All right. And number two is an amusing or interesting item, such as a caption, picture, or video, or genre of items that is spread widely online, especially through social media. That is a meme. Okay. So that's your word of the day. That's your weather for today. Let's see. Don't really have a lot else. I want to just go ahead and jump right into the show. Now, today's show is entitled, Give Your Kids What You Had, not What You Want Them to Have. Okay? What I mean by that is, okay, when you were growing up, you know, you had different things. I'm gonna use myself as an example. When I was growing up, I used to get, you know, lots of gifts at Christmas time. I got toys, games, you know, different things like that. Race car sets, train sets, that kind of stuff. The boy stuff, right? I got that stuff. I asked for it. Most of the times I got it. Some things I didn't get, but most of the times I got those things that I asked for. Okay? My mom was able to give them to me. Now, I grew up in a single parent home. My dad, mom got divorced when I was like 4 years old, and the rest of the way, I was with my mom, single parent. Okay? My mom had a great job. She worked at the post office back then and worked there, you know, 30-something years, all my life. she worked there until she retired. In like 2001 or something like that. But anyway, some things that I asked for, some things I got, okay? And, you know, what did you get out of kid? You got, when you did something wrong, you know, you got a beating. You got a whooping. I call them whoopings, okay? I got a whooping when I was growing up. Now, those are the things that you should give your kids. Your kids should get whoopings as they grow up. And if they're doing the right things and respecting you and doing these types of things, and they ask for some different things that you can provide, then as long as they're doing good things and doing the right thing, I would try to give them that. But I'm not going to give them things that I didn't have. I didn't get a car at 16 years old. I didn't get a brand new car at 16 years old. You have people out there who are already struggling, and then they struggle more by going out and buying their 16-year-old for their 16th birthday a brand new car. And they don't have a job, so they have to pay, the parents have to pay for it. I didn't get a car at 16. I got a car right as I was a senior in high school. But even then, I asked my mom for a car. I wanted her and my dad to buy a car for me, but that wasn't her thing. Definitely wasn't my dad's thing. But she said that if you want a car, I'll go half with you. Okay? It wasn't a new car. Okay? My first car was a Volkswagen Beetle. And, you know, I have a Volkswagen Beetle now, too. And so that was my first car, but I had to pay for that car. I had to, you know, she said, I'd help you. I'll go in half. However much the car costs, I'll give you half the money. So I went to work to get the money that I needed to buy my car. Okay? She didn't buy my car. She went in half with me to buy my car. And then after that, she said, you got to buy your own gas. You got to pay for your own insurance. So I had to continue to work. When I went to college, I had to come home. I came home on the weekends just to work at the liquor store on the weekends. Back then, you could work in a liquor store when you were 18, you know. And so that's how I paid for my car, or that's how I took care of my car, by working on the weekends at the liquor store. And I could make enough money to pay my insurance and pay for my gas. And anything that happened to the car, that was my responsibility. So I babied that car. But if she had paid for the car for me, if she had gone out and bought me a new car and paid the note every month or paid cash for it, whatever you may be able to do, paid the insurance, paid for gas, paid for repairs, I would not have respected that car. And all I'm saying is, if you give your kids these things that you didn't have or you weren't privileged to, they're not going to respect it. They're not going to give a damn about it. They're going to trash it, wreck it, you know, tear up the seats, what have you. Let other folks drive it. Let other folks get in it and spill stuff and all kinds of stuff because it's not theirs. They're not paying for it. You know, if they were paying for that new car, if your kids were paying for that new car or used car, whatever, they'd respect it. They'd respect that car. They'd take care of it. If someone got in it and one of their friends got in it and spilled something, they'd be like, hey, man, you know, you got to clean that up. Me getting in my car, eating and spilling food. But if you give it to them, you know, like your 16-year-old just became 16. They had a 16th. You gave them a big 16th birthday party and this and that. And then, you know, towards the end of the party, you took them outside because you had a big bow on their brand new car sitting outside at 16. Now, I kind of understand if you got plenty of money. You can go out and buy a new car and pay insurance on it, pay for gas for it, pay any kind of repairs it may have. I can understand it. Fine, do it. But if you're like me, and most of us listening right now to the show, that's not you. You know, you can't afford to do that. And even if you could afford to do that, I wouldn't do that. Like I said earlier, my first car, I told my mom I wanted a car. And I wanted her to pay for it, right? But the first thing out of her mouth is, you know, when I asked for it, I said, Mom, I want a car. Fine, you can get a car. And my ears stood up, my lights, but my eyes got big. I was like, oh, man, she said I could have a car. I'm getting a car. And then she said, I'll help you pay for it. You find a car that you want. Tell me how much it costs. I'll go in half with you. Okay? I'll go in half with you. And she always says, I go in half with you. And then she said, and you have to, once you get the car, you have to pay the insurance. You have to put gas in it. And you have to pay for all the repairs that you do on it or that the car needs. I'm not going to do that for you. So that meant I got to get a job. And like I said, I went to work. I got me a job at the liquor store. You know, like I said back then, you know, you could get a job at the liquor store at 18 years old. Okay. I got me a job at the liquor store, working every day. And then when it was time for me to go to college, when I went to college, I had to quit the liquor store, but I asked them if I could come work on the weekends. I come home on Friday, bam, I'm headed to the liquor store. I stay at the liquor store till closing, bam, Saturday, bam, I'm back at the liquor store, work that night, close the liquor store, bam, Sunday, chill, then head back to school. School all week. Friday, I'm out, I'm going home, I'm going to work at the liquor store. That's how I paid for my car. That's how I took care of my car. And because of that, I didn't want anybody sitting on my car. If my car was parked and we were just standing around, you couldn't sit on my car. No, sir. You couldn't sit on my car. I'm thinking, yeah, hey, you know, your ass too big, you might dent my car. You couldn't sit on my car. Hey, man, don't sit on my car. What's wrong with you? You couldn't sit on my car. You got in my car. If you spill something, I'm highly upset. Because it's mine. I took responsibility for it. It wasn't my mom's car. Although she helped me pay for it. But that was it. So what I'm saying to you guys is I'm really trying to let you guys know that give your kids what you had. If your kid come to you and at 16 saying, daddy or mama, I want a car. Well, sure, you can have a car. Just go find what you want. And I'll go in half with you on it. You come up with your half, I'll come up with the other half. But here's the catch. Not only that, you also have to pay for gas. You have to pay for insurance. And you have to pay for any repairs that your car has. And that was my deal. And that's why I worked. To take care of my car. These kids today, they don't even work. And they driving around. Some of them have brand new cars. And they don't work, so how do they put gas in it? Mom and Dad. How do they make repairs to it? Mom and Dad. Who pays for the insurance? Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad's insurance. That's what you have to pull away from, guys. You want to give your kids what you had. You know, growing up, I got whoopings, I got beatings, I got whoopings. We call them whoopings. I got whoopings when I was growing up. So if you got whoopings, what do you think your kids should get? Your kids should get whoopings. They'll respect you. They'll understand. And actually, they'll love you more. Once they get to be grown people, they'll love you more because of that. And you know, like I said, I got whoopings growing up. And I was told to respect older people. And I did. That's what you have to do to your kids. You have to give your kids what you got as a kid when you were growing up. Not what you want them to have. Oh, yeah, you want your kids to have the best. You want your kids to have the most. But they're not going to respect that if you give it to them. If you give your kids a car, they're not going to respect that car. Because they aren't the ones that are paying for it. I had a car, but I had to pay everything on my car. You know, if I didn't, it's going to sit in the yard. So I had to go to work. Then I started understanding what work was about. That's the way to raise your kids, guys. That's the way to raise your kids. You can't go around just giving them everything they want. Everything. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go, here you go. Take it, take it, take it. No. It's not going to work. And if they understand responsibility, like I said, if you don't give them everything, they start understanding responsibility and they have to get out there and work for what they want, just like you have to. And you got to work for what you want. You know, my mom and my dad are gone now. Who am I going to turn to for a new car? who am I going to turn to for new clothes, new shoes? You got to look in the mirror, brother. And even if my mom was here today, she'd tell me, man, you better go to work. That's how you get what you want. And she taught me work ethic because she got up and went to work every day. I get up and I go to work every day. I don't play about that. And that's what I'm teaching my kids. Don't play about your job. Get out there and get to work on time. Don't play about that. I was taking my daughter to work the other day. And she was like, Dad, don't worry about it. I'll get there. I'll be okay. Be a couple of minutes late. No. No, you won't. You need to get there on time. It's okay to get there a few minutes early. It's not okay to get there a few minutes late. It's not okay to get to work late. Okay? So teach your kids responsibility. Give your kids what you had. If you had a brand new car at 16, hey, give your kid a brand new car at 16. If you had to work and pay for your car at 16, make your kids work and pay for their car at 16. If you got whoopings or beatings or whatever when you were growing up as a kid, then you should give your kids whoopings and beatings as a kid. Because they'll respect you then. If you don't, they're going to treat you like another dude on the street. They're going to talk to you like you're another dude on the street. I had a friend of mine graduated from high school with me. I may have told you guys this story. And I went to his house one day after school. And he said, hey, man, you know, have a seat, watch a little TV. I'm going to go back here to my room and change, and I'll be back. All right, I'm sitting there, I'm chilling, watching TV, whatever. His mom was in the kitchen doing something, right? So she called him in the kitchen and said something to him, and they got into a little exchange, and he cursed. He cursed at his mom. I was like, oh, my God. I was expecting World War II to break out. You know why I was expecting that? Because when I was growing up, man, if I got into an exchange with my mom, the first thing I'm going to say is I didn't get into an exchange with my mom. Because when the conversation turned towards the left, when the conversation turned the wrong way with my mom, she'll tell me, shut up and do what I said. And I wouldn't give any back talk because she didn't play. I remember the whoopings I got as a kid that she gave me. My dad wasn't there, so he didn't give me any whoopings. My mom gave me all my whoopings, and she didn't play. So, again, once the conversation started turning left, she said, shut up and do what I said. And I respected that, and I did what she said, right? But my friend, he cursed at his mom. And I was like, oh, my God. And he grabbed his stuff and said, come on, Frank, let's go. And we were out the door. I got in the car. I was like, hey, man, how can you talk to your mom that way? Oh, man, she tripping. Come on, man. You know why he did that. He did that because he didn't get whoopings growing up. She didn't give him whoopings growing up. That's where the disrespect comes in at. I got whoopings when I was growing up, so if I disrespected my mom, I'd get a whooping right then. Actually, I wouldn't even get a whooping. She'd draw her fist up just like a grown man and bust me in my chest. And that was I respected that, brother. She didn't have to do any more. When she said something, hey, I jumped. I was at it. That's respect. That's what you have to do to your kids. Now, if you don't want the respect, then let them do whatever they want to do. Let them run over you. And they're going to run over you until you 6 feet under. But if you want respect from your kids, give them what you got as kids. Give them what you got as kids. Not what you want them to have. I want my kids to have the world. But I'm not going to give it to them. I want them to respect it. Get out there. Get it on your own. I had to. My parents had to. My grandparents had to. When what make them special? You say, Frank, them my kids. I know. Them your kids that are going to be clowning you, too, once they get of age. If you give them everything they want. And you don't, hey, you don't have to believe me. I'm not no kind of psychic or no kind of guru or nothing like that. But I can tell you this, from what I've seen in my 53 years being on this earth, if you don't, that's what's gonna come out the other side, bro. The disrespect gonna come out on the other side. Hey guys, that's all the time I have today. Take care of yourselves, guys. Take care of your kids. Do right by your kids. And what I mean by do right by your kids is teach them respect. You know what it is because you got taught respect. You got taught respect. So you know what it is. I know what it is. You guys know what it is, too. Hey, this Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. Take care of yourselves, guys. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Take care. See ya. Respect. Remember, if you ain't got no money, do right by them kids. They'll do right by you. See ya.
Up in the sky, pop a champagne, living my life. Nothing but all the finer things. Now this whole world has no clue what to do with us. I got enough money in the bank for the two of us. Plus I gotta keep enough lettuce to support your shoe fetish lifestyle. So rich and famous, Robin Leach will get jealous. $500,000 for the stove. Taking trip from here to Rome. So if you ain't got no money, take your belt home.